Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello, we have a new quiz show. It's time for you and Donnie and Joe to play quiz show. Hello, hello, oh, limits questions below. We're glad you're here, so grab your beer. It's time for quiz show.
Yeah, like that guy just sang, it is time for quiz show. Donnie Football here for a little Donnie Chedrick hour. I might add. Donnie, welcome.
Hello, Joe.
How are you?
Good Friday. 2 hours to go. You got a tea time this afternoon, maybe?
Yeah. 2:28, maybe?
You knew the answer to that question, Donnie.
At Quicksilver, it's wonderful to have you. Thank you for taking the time. There's a twist on quiz show today, and I mean
a real twist.
I
didn't even know we were having one today.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
I wanted to surprise you on two counts, and I think I did. The twist on it, Donnie, is it's not me against you and you against me. It's you against your old friend Limits, and I'm administering the questions.
Oh, boy. We might be in trouble, Limits.
I think we are.
I'm running quiz show today, and it is a Shelty, two guys that we said goodbye to this week. It's a Shelty George Pickens-themed quiz show. Are you ready for this, Donnie?
Let's do it.
All right. You go first on the first question. We'll alternate between Shelty and Pickens, okay?
Okay.
I'll just keep score. I don't even know how many questions I have, but I do have a doozy of a final question.
Oh, boy. All right.
Wait, does that mean he has every Pickens question and I have every...
No. Well...
Or how do you think that'll go?
Oh, that is true.
I mean, that's okay.
You'll
it's
have to
just
flip
questions.
Around.
You'll if
have
you
flip
don't
around
get them right,
questions.
Then the other guy has to answer them. Right?
Yeah.
Now you've confused me.
Donnie, we're getting into the quiz show
right.
And we're already screwing it up.
George Pickens, Donnie, has the sixth most receiving TDs from the 2022 draft. Everybody taken in that draft. Who has the most from 22? There's two guys tied. I'll give you credit for either one, Donald. Yes, I will.
I'm going to go Garrett Wilson.
Wrong. Limits? Wrong.
Chris Olave?
No, that's a good guess, actually.
I'm trying to recall who was in that draft class.
Limits, back to you.
Is Jameson Williams in that draft? I'll go with him.
Wrong. Limits?
Jordan Addison?
Wrong. Donnie? This is riveting theater right now. Come on, you know. I thought this would be in your wheelhouse, Donnie. This is what you love.
It's hard to remember guys who are in specific draft classes.
Yeah.
Drake London and Romeo Doubs each have 15.
Romeo Doubs, really?
How about that?
I like Doubs. I like a lot of those Green Bay receivers. I know that's been like a conversation of like where are the Steelers going to find another guy.
Yeah, I'm stunned that that went to by without a correct answer, but here we go. Not that I would have gotten it if I hadn't looked it up, by the way. 0-0. We have a scoreless tie. See if the Pirates get shut out for the eighth time this year.
Yeah, here's the Shelty question.
Limits. How many minor league home runs did Shelty hit for the Greensboro Hornets in 1993?
Four.
Donnie? Wrong.
Six.
Limits?
Nine.
Donnie?
You hate number questions. Why are you asking a number question?
Donnie just got it right.
That's it, just one.
Don't talk during other people's answers limits.
I get told when I make the quiz show, limits, no years, no dates, no numbers.
Unbelievable, Donnie. I'm trying my best to create an entertaining quiz show, and now I'm taking shots from him in the same week.
Because you love to take shots at me.
The same week
quiz
that he went after Pomp and called his opinion ridiculous. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that.
What did you make of it?
Well, Pony embellished it a little bit, but then you played the audio.
There was no embellishment. Bob was hurt. Limits went after the Godfather. He called him ridiculous. It was incredible.
No, I called his take ridiculous. Not Bob. I called his take ridiculous.
Play that for Donnie. He may not have heard it lately.
Oh, I'm sure he's probably heard it 7 times by now.
Do you have it?
I am currently looking for it. It's in here somewhere. We've played a lot.
Come on, Folesy.
We've played a lot of things over the last couple of days.
Would you rather have Howard or Drew Aller?
Howard.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You have to be kidding me.
I'm not sold on Drew Allard or Drew Aller either.
All right, Bob, if Drew
Bob, this is a news flash.
I am not ready to put him. All these quarterbacks have questions. I have no idea.
But if I told you right now,
yeah.
You have a franchise,
and I'm
offering you one of two quarterbacks to move forward with into the future, and I'm not sold on Drew Aller either, believe me, especially as a top overall
pick. Because I don't know. I don't know.
I gave you two choices, Will Howard and Drew Aller. You would take Will Howard as your guy.
Yeah, I would.
That is an absolutely ridiculous take.
Wow, Donnie.
I'll be honest, Austin. Yesterday, I had not heard the clip yet.
Yeah.
And when Pony brought it up yesterday, Chris and I just kind of laughed it off. Like, okay, he's definitely going over the top here. Pony was not as over the top as I thought he was.
Oh, yeah. It became a bigger story. Him going after
really
the Godfather.
You really did go after the big man.
Than the George Pickens trade.
It was bigger than the Pickens trade.
That's what Joe claims. Yeah, amazing. It was big, because I think it's a scorching hot take. Joe, you agreed with that. Scorching hot take. You didn't call it ridiculous like I did. Scorching hot take to say Will Howard, a guy taken in the 6th round that might have been undrafted if he stayed at Kansas State and didn't go to Ohio State and went to the draft.
It's okay. We move on.
Whatever.
Donnie won.
Exhausted.
Donnie of the same amount of right answers that Shelty had in his minor league career. Home runs. One. He hit one for the Greensboro
Hornets.
And now it's
Hornets. Back to me, right?
And that was it for his entire minor league career.
Where did Shelty play?
The Greensboro Hornets.
Like, what position did he play?
I don't know, Limits. We have to move on. Why is he doing this,
Maybe
Donnie?
I'm just curious.
He's jealous that I've taken over the quiz show, and he's sabotaging
it. Charrington said that Derek Shelton was a curious manager. I'm curious about how Derek Shelton did and where he played.
All right, I'll hit you with a Shelty question then, Donnie, since you questioned the order of questions. Shelty's first game. And we'll all remember it for the rest of our lives, Donnie. July 25th, 2020, in St. Louis. Believe it or not, the Pirates lost. I know that's a shocker. 5-4. Who batted cleanup for the Pirates that day?
Oh,
what a great question,
oh,
isn't
man.
It, Limits?
That's a great question.
I'm going to go with the legendary Phil Evans.
That is a great guess.
Was that right?
No. No, you're not right, but you almost get credit for just the guess.
I'm going to go with my guy. I have his jersey in my closet. El Cafe, Gregory Polanco.
A great guess because he batted cleanup a lot early that season.
Oh, man.
But also wrong. May I give you a clue, Donnie?
Are you good accepting a clue here? I'm good with a clue.
Of course you're good with a clue. You're up 1-0. Sure, Donnie can get a clue.
He actually wasn't horrifyingly bad here, and some people remember him quite fondly.
Colin Moran?
No.
That's a great guess there, though.
That's a great guess.
You don't remember Redbeard fondly?
I do. Ron talked about Colin Moran like he was Brooks Robinson.
Was it Kevin Newman?
No. You guys need to think more conventionally. People really loved him at one point, actually. First baseman for the Pirates.
Oh, Josh Bell.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Donnie, 2-0.
Great.
Sorry, Limits.
I forgot he was still on the team. They traded him in 21.
Yeah. This one is unbelievable. George Pickens ranks 32nd in Steelers history in touchdown catches. Limits, you got this one?
I hope.
Which running back from the 80s, maybe the early 90s, definitely the 80s, Which running back ranks just ahead of Pickens, who had 12 touchdowns with 13 career touchdown catches?
Barry Foster?
No, he was from the 90s.
You said 90s.
I like that guess, though.
Okay, now that's a little touch of Malzy disease. It's okay to say you were wrong. It's okay to say you were wrong. You're relapsing.
Maybe the question was a little deceiving. Malzy. You said 80s,
No. That's more Malzy disease. Just say you were wrong. It's okay. Nobody's judging you.
I should have went with my first guess. That was my second guess.
Walt Abercrombie.
That was my first guess. Please tell me that's not it.
It's not Abercrombie.
Okay, great. Those were my two guesses.
Limits, may I give you a clue?
Please.
He went on to play for the Chicago Bears. Should be a bigger clue than it apparently is.
Well, Tim Worley.
No. Come on, Donnie.
I can't really think of who this is.
All right. I can't give you a clue. I'll give him the next clue because he's desperate.
It's not it's not Merrill Hodge.
I don't know. Is it Merrill Hodge?
Merrill Hodge.
Correct, Donnie.
Donnie is kicking my ass.
It's 3-0, Donnie.
I have to depend on the big question.
Donnie's performing miracles. Whose turn is it?
Donnie's turn.
It's me.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm getting Don't destroyed. Worry about it. This is more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
Don't worry about it, buddy. We have more questions than usual here. Of his challenges with George Pickens, Mike Tomlin once used a metaphor to describe them. What was the metaphor? He said these are like... what?
Oh.
A what? I'll even give you that as the beginning of the sentence. These problems with Pickens are like a blank, 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 blank. Four words. I have to give you a time limit, Donnie.
Yeah.
I'll
pass at the limits.
Limits, they're like what? He famously said.
Can you repeat it again?
Pickens is creating issues again at some point in Tomlin's tenure. Tomlin attempts to disregard them, to blow them off by saying they are just a blank, 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 blank. Four words, a metaphor for something that is just a tiny little problem. They are what?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question.
Wrong.
I might have a guess.
Please. They're what?
Figure of our imagination.
If you pull this one out, Donnie. Say it.
Okay, four words.
Yeah.
Is it a pebble in my shoe?
Donnie, this guy's incredible limits. That's four for Donnie. Give him a hand. Play the clapping thing. Donnie, you are amazing.
I was thinking like thorn in my side. That wouldn't be the answer. Something like, and then I started thinking like something in my foot.
Yes, a pebble in my shoe. Remember he said that? This is incredible. Limits, you're getting shut out
here. It hit me.
You're actually enacting Sheltie's Pirates by getting shut out here.
Legitimately,
all right, I'm
going
to give you the easy ones.
This is why I'm not good at quiz questions.
I'm going to get you back in the game here. You ready?
Please.
Who was George Pickens blocking for at the goal line against the Colts a few years back when he blatantly quit and later said he didn't want to risk injury? Who was he blocking for? Which guy had the ball?
Deontay Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Jalen Warren.
Yes, it's 5-0. Come on, Limits.
I hate quizzes. I hate them.
Because Warren would later like lay a dude out against the Bengals, I think.
Yeah.
And then, right. Jalen Warren's not afraid to block.
Right.
Now the text line's killing me. Come on, Limits. Limits sucks.
Limits. Limits sucks.
Going from bad to worse.
All right.
Limits is unbearable with the Drew Aller take.
Here we go.
It's 5-0.
It's 5-0. You need to answer the next two to set up a possible tie by getting the three-point question right. Are you ready? Donnie, I guess it's your turn.
Or else I might have to go into retirement from the quiz.
Welcome aboard, everybody. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits complains about making the questions for the show, so I figure I'll give him a break and make him one of the contestants, and now he's bitching about that.
Looks like I'll have to go back to making the questions next time.
So, and Donnie's up 5-0, which is about the score of every Sheltie game. It's a Sheltie Pickens centered quiz. Donnie, Derek Shelton is tied for, I believe, 9th or 12th, now I can't remember, on the Pirates' all-time win list, believe it or not, for managers. And he's tied with a former Pirates player who became manager for a different team. Who's he tied with, this former Pirate? Actually, it's 23rd with a four. Oh, crap. I screwed this up. No, I screwed it up. Yeah. Yeah. No. I didn't screw it up. Who's he tied with on the Pirates all-time win list?
And he did. Okay, so the guy didn't manage for.
Strike the question. The question is crap. Forget it.
The question sucks.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. Shelty is 12th in wins in 306. Where does he rank in losses in Pirate history, Donnie?
Rank in losses.
Good question, isn't it?
I'm going to say third.
Limits?
I was going to say fourth.
Ninth. You're both wrong. Who did Pickens pick a fight with in the Cleveland game instead of doing his job on the Hail Mary?
I know the answer. Greg Newsom.
Yeah, here we
finally,
go.
Donnie. Finally.
Here
he's
we
on
go.
The board.
Limits is on the board. Very good.
Glad I didn't say Denzel Ward or something.
All right. Donnie, October 16th, 2022, on a 7-yard pass from Kenny Pickett. What team did George Pickens score his first touchdown against?
Oh.
Limits, this sounds like another chance for you.
Mm-hmm. I think I might know.
I think you might know.
October 16th, 2022.
Yes. Three, two,
I'll go one. Saints.
Wrong.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, God. No. Come on, Limits. October 16th, 2022, Pickens catches a 7-yard pass from Kenneth Pickett, once referred to as the future version of, who was it?
Joe Montana.
Montana to Rice.
Pickens to, was it the Pickett Bills? To Pickens.
Not the Bills. That's a good question. It's an AFC East team, Limits. Can you please get the answer right?
The Miami Dolphins.
Yes. It's 5-2.
I knew it
was 5-2.
That. That's Sunday night game.
And now Limits has a chance to tie.
Here we go.
Here we go with the 3-point
question.
Donnie, I present this to you. Shelty is tied for 23rd all time from the bottom in winning percentage for a major league manager, okay? So only 22 people in the history of baseball had a worse winning percentage than him as a manager. Capiche?
Okay.
You understand that so far?
Yeah.
Only 22 people had a worse winning percentage than Shelty as a major league manager. How many of those managers can you name?
Oh, boy.
Donnie, without thinking, how many can you name?
One.
Limits? One of the 22. You can tie this game.
I will try to name two.
Okay, go. And there's a time limit. Come on, these names have been all over the place. What's his name? Gorgeous Borges has been repeating this for days on
end.
Yeah,
I know that. The guy from World War II and the other guy from 1877.
Nah, there's an obvious one who has a worse one. Come on. Name some. All you need is two and you tie up the game. Five.
I'm trying to think of awful managers
four,
over the last however many years there's been.
Three, two.
Oh, Skip geez. Schumacher. With Miami.
I don't think he was worse.
No, you're wrong about that.
No,
Lance.
He couldn't
I'm sorry.
Have been worse.
Now, I can name some familiar ones. Dale Sveum, former Pirate. Preston Gomez from Miami. Alan Trammell. John Russell. Come on,
yeah.
Limits, at 384.
I think Russell was the only guy I had a shot with.
Really? This Preston Gomez, that name's been going around
I know,
for a while.
Like I know the tweet. I couldn't think of any of the names that Charlie
I couldn't either.
Put on
Roy
there.
Hartsfield, who managed the expansion Blue Jays. Doc Prothrow back in the 1800s.
Really? Doc Prothrow? Are we supposed to get
that? And I needed Limits
that?
To take my bait when I said one, hoping he would say two.
It was brilliant. You should have called Ron as a lifeline. He covered Doc Prothrow.
The
in
Confluence tweets. Someone get Rowdy Tellez to relieve Limits in this game.
All right, Donnie. Congratulations. You won 8-2 over Limits.
Congratulations, Donnie.
I thought
kicking
you played
my
well.
Ass.
Yeah. Now that you're here, your thoughts on the Pickens deal. Let me phrase this to you the way that I phrased it to Ray Fittipaldo earlier. A year from now and 5 years from now, will we look back on this and say the Steelers did the right thing, or man, are the Steelers ever regretting this?
So I heard Ray's answer on this, in which I don't want to call out Ray and say it was like a cop out of an answer because he said, well, what? Well, he could go to Dallas and have 4 1,000-plus-yard seasons and the Steelers wouldn't regret it. We sure about that? Because I would say, oh, looks like this guy's getting along just fine with where the hell he is. I gave the grade for it a C+. Pony and Chris were over the moon about it. And listen, I understand the cancerous vibes that a player like George Pickens brings to a team's locker room. But you just put yourself in a, maybe not the exact same, but a very similar situation to what you were just in last year. So instead of George Pickens and Van Jefferson, now it is DK Metcalf and Robert Woods. So you're going to go into the season. Now, sure, they could sign somebody and they could prove us wrong, or they could make a deal with a team like Green Bay or Houston, some team that has an overload at receivers. But we saw last year, we put faith into them to do something. We sat around all summer, and they got made to look like fools by Brandon Ayuk. So I'm sorry if I'm not going to have faith in the front office to make sure they fill this void of having a legit number two wide receiver in the offense, because they didn't do it last year. We saw how that panned out.
Is Calvin Austin capable of being a number two?
See, I don't think like true like wide receiver two, like Calvin Austin. Like,
yeah, I tend to agree with
third
you.
Guy. Yeah, I mean he had a nice season. I thought he had a nice season. He had a year where we look back on and think, okay, this guy wasn't a wasted draft pick. He is of some use. He can do something.
Yeah.
But he's just not like a true like second wide receiver threat in an offense. And I thought it was pointed out well yesterday. We had Steve Palazzolo on, and he said something that hasn't really gotten brought up is that we have not seen DK Metcalf play in an offense where there is not a true second threat at receiver.
Mm.
And he said Tyler Lockett had a great career with Seattle, and he was 1-2 with DK Metcalf for a while. Jackson Smith and Jigba, the last couple of years in Seattle, a very good number two with DK Metcalf. So we haven't seen what he looks like or what his numbers look like when he is like the standalone number one threat with a big void behind him, because I'm not going to act like Robert Woods or Roman Wilson is going to like rise from the ashes here after his rookie season where he played like 6 snaps and just like fill that major void that's sitting there.
All right. The other big story, Donnie Chedrick in for the noon hour on Fridays, as he usually is, was of course Shelty leaving. And which one will you miss more, Pickens or Shelty, Donnie, as a sports entity, as something to talk about, as just generally speaking, as a sports fan in Pittsburgh?
I mean, George Pickens was a headache, but the guy at least did some really cool things on the field and would occasionally do some really positive things. Shelty, I can't think of like a single positive thing to really come out of his tenure. And I know it's a harsh way to say it, but it's true. I mean, the guy had...
I can, and let me play it for you. His interview, or at least his question and answer with the Noah Constrictor after a game last year in which Rowdy Tellez had become basically the Penguin or the Pirates' closer, with his third appearance in 2 weeks.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11-0. It's 11-0. Bednar, Holderman, both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11-0. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that. Okay. Seriously. I mean, it's 11-0.
And I want you to pay close attention, Donnie, to the very meager, that the Noah Constrictor delivers. Now, all credit to the Noah Constrictor, Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette, because this question needed to be asked. I shouldn't call it meager. It was just like, all right, forget it. When he delivers the tiny little,
Come on, Noah. It's 11-0. It's 11-0. Bednar, Holderman both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11-0. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, it's 11-0.
Donnie, low-key, was that the bright spot in that interview, the okay that the Noah Constrictor delivered?
Yeah, probably was. Probably a bright spot in the guy's career. But, yeah, I mean, you have to miss Pickens more because the guy would at least do some positive things. You can't really think
of... Well, yes, it was kind of, a rhetorical question, right? Pickens did help them win some games. He's a spectacular talent. But I'm with Malzi and Pony. If what they were saying, I didn't hear all of what they said. It's addition by subtraction. I don't think you win with guys like George Pickens. You know, the very least you can do is show up on time, not quit on routes, not quit on blocks. He's not a guy you win with. And I think I believe in that old saying, people can change. But for the most part, when you tell me who you are, I'm going to believe you.
And I agree with that. And that's why I didn't say the trade was like a D or an F or anything ridiculous like that. Yeah. That's why I just kind of put like an average score on it, because I do agree that the vibes that player brings to the locker room are not good. That being said, them having no backup plan makes it tough. But at the same time with him, okay, you get rid of him. It makes you look, when they do that, like, okay, there's a clear path to their future. Like, they want to build for the future, which I would have no problem with a bad season. We've been over this. And I feel like not necessarily a tank job, but a season like 2003 proved to be quite vital to this organization's operation over the last two decades.
Yeah.
That being said, they don't act as if they're a team that is willing to lose anytime soon. You don't trade for DK Metcalf if you do that. You don't court Aaron Rodgers at every turn if you want to do that. If you wanted to actually prove to all of us, hey, it is about 2026, 2027 and beyond, you tell Rodgers, you know, thanks but no thanks. You run it forward with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard. And
maybe a trade TJ Watt even.
And you have, they already have, I think, a dozen picks in next year's draft.
Right. All right, Donnie. We'll continue Steeler talk. We'll take a look at the Pirates moving forward. What you think of Don Kelly, who's been called an elite human being. Not just like, hey, he's a really good guy and a good baseball man. Ben Cherington refers to him as an elite human being. I don't even know what that means, Donnie. How many truly elite human beings do you know?
And it came from a not very elite general manager.
Not very elite at all.